This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
The Queerways Project maps the queer cartography of Australia, combining stories and voices of the past and present into a permanent interactive record of being queer in Oz.
Over the next few weeks, Victorian artists Luciano and Georgia Keats are bringing the Queer Waves
Initiative.
Oh, I didn't read that word before I said it. Initiative to regional Victoria for a new round of their project. And Luciano joins us now to tell us more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you may have been listening. There's a very important question we have to start this interview with asking you.
What is cartography?
Just a fancy way of saying map making.
Okay.
All right. Well, fair enough.
I feel very impressive that I even was able to get the word right.
Now, Luciano, you and Georgia Keats have been working on the Queer Ways project, developing digital queer maps. How did the concept of the project even come about?
I think during COVID, George and I saw how isolated queer people were from communities and spaces where they could be their authentic self and really connect with people. And so we developed Queer Ways as a way for community groups and people within the community to connect back to those places of significance to them and work together to define why those spaces are important and sort of start that conversation again while everyone was stuck in their homes. And then as the project developed and we saw all these different people coming together and writing these really beautiful entries, we thought it was a great opportunity to, I guess, educate the wider population of the importance of queer spaces. And since we were returning to our city with fresh eyes after having to sit in our home for 2 years, return to our city and have a bit of curiosity about the significance of different places to different parts of our greater community.
So when we're talking about mapping an area for the Queer Ways footprints, what does that take? What does that entail?
So for each of the maps we've developed, we work collaboratively with the community. So with Melbourne, which was our initial project, we had people add locations to a digital map on our website, and they just fill in a form and let us know those locations. We work with the Australian Queer Archives to also chart any historical stories within that area. And I think the earliest story from our Melbourne map goes back to 1856.
Wow.
And then we combine all of those on a digital, like a Google My Map on our website that people can read through and explore. But from those stories, George and I then illustrate a map, and then we work with a different LGBTQIA+ community member to voice essentially like an audio guide of that area. That accompanies some animations and captions that you can see on your phone.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. We're going to find out more of what is involved in Queer Ways right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy Breakfast, the nation's favourite rainbow breakfast show.
We're joined on the line by Luciano, one of the artists involved in the Queer Ways project. Now, Luciano, there's been quite a few areas of Victoria that have been mapped already. What has been your favourite area or favourite bit of history that has been uncovered thus far?
This is a great question. I think the most exciting thing to find was that story from 1856, which was the wedding of Edward de Lacy Evans and their first wife in the city at a Catholic church. And it was just a really interesting moment to find that even back then, the Catholic Church was officiating gay marriages that they weren't aware of. And then with the context of like the marriage equality campaign, it's like, but you were doing this the whole time, didn't you realize? And I guess the fun part of that story is 100 years later, they officiated another gay wedding. So it was like, they didn't know what was going on.
What was the gay wedding? Was it a gender diverse person?
Yes. So Edward de Lacy Evans was Australia's, I guess, first documented transgender person. They lived their whole life as a man in Australia, but prior to arriving to Australia on a boat, they were a woman. And they were actually, they unfortunately had a workplace accident and were put into an asylum, and then their birth gender was discovered.
Yeah.
Wow, that is incredible. How cool is history?
This is what's great, is you can do this little deep dive and find out all these really interesting things thanks to the Queerways Project that you may not know as much of. And, you know, you've already done the work for us, which is really handy, Luciano. So can you tell us a bit more about the new round of projects that are happening in regional Victoria now?
Yeah, so as part of Victoria's Pride, the Regional Activation Program, George and I are actually heading to regional Victoria to chart the queer history of Shepparton, Ballarat and Geelong. Last year, we were able to expand to Mildura, Wodonga and Daylesford. And so we're so excited again to be able to unite the rainbow communities of Shepparton, Ballarat and Geelong in charting their community's queer history and really demonstrating that LGBTQIA plus Victorians are everywhere through our state and not all roads need to lead to Melbourne.
That's so cool. I love this so much.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome way as well for those of us who are usually city folk to get out and find out more about not only Australian history but our queer history in regional areas. Now, Luciano, how can people get involved in mapping the regional area to support this project?
So we're doing 3 pop-ups / residencies out in the region. So on Saturday, 18th of November, we'll be at the Out in the Open Festival in Shepparton. On Saturday, the 25th of November, we'll be at the Art Gallery of Ballarat running 2 workshops. And in Geelong, we'll be there on Saturday, the 2nd of December at Platform Arts. And so people can come down for the workshops. I think you do need to book. Come down to the gallery spaces or the park if you're in Shepparton, and literally put a pin in the map where there is a significant location to you and tell us that story so that we can ensure it's within the illustrated augmented reality map we produce. But if you aren't able to come and meet us in person, you can add a map for anywhere in Melbourne or anywhere in those 3 regional areas through our website, queerways.au. Just like no ways, but queer.
I love it. I love it so much. And I will absolutely be coming and saying hi because I'll be all frocked up when you're in Shepparton for Out in the Open. Everyone, you can find out more about everything to do with the Queerways Project on their website, queerways.au, or just head to their Instagram, which is also queerways.au. But I think the Instagram one's spelt as opposed to the dot being a dot. Like, I think it's D-O-T.
No.
It's still dot? Can you use dots on Instagram? Okay, I'm learning everything this morning. Luciano, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you so much for having me and looking forward to seeing you in Shepparton.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.